Okay, Rabotai, we are learning Kiddushei Bia. So how do we know Kiddushei Bia works? So the Gemara cites the following. We have a pasuk who bought Allah Dalar Mabez, who bought Allah Malamish Niknes Bia, Balo Dinu, Mayavama Shein Niknes Bekesev Niknes Bia, Zu Shein Niknes Bekesev Enodin Shein Niknes Bia. So the Gemara wants to suggest a Kal Bachom.
Yavama, you have an Isha. Is Yavama nicknamed Bekesef? No.
Is she nicknamed Bibia? Yes. So an Isha who is nicknamed Bekesef should be. Certainly should be nicknamed Bibia. That's your Kal V'Chomer that the Gemara wants to suggest. And as we know, the Gemara is going to reject that Kal V'Chomer momentarily. The Gemara says, what do you mean? You have a Yochiach, Amavriya Yochiach, she nicknamed Bekesef, the Eno nicknamed Bibia. So Amma Ivriya is going to break this pattern. She is nicknamed Bekesef, Eino nicknamed Bibia. So that would suggest this pattern is not a good code. What kind of attack is this? The Yochiach attack? Internal, external? It's an external attack. We're taking external data, Amma Ivriya, and we're using that to attack the Kal V'Chomer. Says the Gemara, wait a second. You can't compare Amavriya because Amavriya has nothing to do with Ishus. Here we're talking about an Ishus operation. And that's why Bia does not work by Amavriya, because Amavriya is purely transactional. Isha and Yavama are Ishus relational, and therefore that's not going to be a good deflection. So the Gemara says, Tomer Bezush, Shekinyan Shemish, says, Tomer Lomer Bala. So again, as we saw in the prior Sugya, so Amavriya is not doubt. The Gemara says, therefore we need a Pas Bala. No, we're left with a good Kal V'Chomer. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? V'lamali Kra Ha'asya La Amra Ashim Shem De'ikla Mer Mi'ikra De'dina Pircha Me'heke Ka'mai Slam Mi'yavam Ma'li Vam Shekin Zekul Medes Tomer Bezush She'ein Zekuko Be'o Medes. So the Gemara says, we're not going to attack it from a Tochiach. That Tochiach was rejected because of Amavriya. So we're going to look at the attack from what? From Me'ikra Didina Pircha. So now we have what's called again Me'ikra Didina Pircha. And what is the nature of the attack right now? Internal or external?
Internal.
It's internal to the Kal V'Chomer. The Kal V'Chomer is inherently flawed because Yavama is fundamentally different from Isha. Why is Yavama fundamentally different? Because Zekuka Ve'omed. Now, explain to me, just to the best of your ability, what exactly that means. What does the words Zekuka Ve'omedes mean? Yeah.
She's already become to
Zekuka Ve'omedes. Does it feel a little bit, perhaps, Zekuka Ve'omedes, that there's like a word missing? Zekuka Ve'omedes, le is zekuka ve'omedes, le liyavam, zekuka ve'omedes. I'm going to put this just as a lamed. I'm going to wait here for a second. Let's develop. But it feels zekuka ve'omedes. There ought to be another word there. Zekuka Ve'omedes to something, for something. What is she Zekuka Ve'omedes for? Naftali? Okay. So let's take a look. So I want to start with Tosis. How many of you learned the entire Tosis? Okay. The Tosis is very technical, but it's important to go through the process of the technicalities. Let's take a quick look at Tosis. Ma Liyavama. I told you to skip part of it, but I wanted to see if anyone did not listen to me. Which would be a good thing if you didn't listen to me. Let's take a look at Tosis. Mat li vama shkein zekuva medes. V'im tomer. V'halo ein mo'ila zekikasa le'inin kesef. Rabbo said, what's the Gemara saying? Zekuka ve'omedes, and therefore, that's why what? That's why the Kal V'Chomer is flawed, because zekuka ve'omedes enables, highlights bia, and not Kesef. Because she's a kuka, that's why Bia works. And Kesef will not work. Now watch this. The imkain, says Tosis, kol ze achnis bekal v'chomer. I could throw it all into the Kal V'chomer. This doesn't have to destroy my Kal V'chomer. Kol Zeh Achnis. How so? V'neim Ahachi. This is how I could say it. My Yevama Sha'afa Pishi Zekuka V'medes. Even though she's Zekuka, she's linked to something, she's Omedes to something, she's on the precipice of Ishus, nevertheless, what works, what doesn't work? Bia works. Kesef still doesn't work. So throw it into the Kal V'chomer. Kol Zeh Achnis. Throw it into the Kal V'chomer. Kesef works. Sorry. Bia works. Kesef does not work. If that's true, can I still establish which is the stronger kinyan, Bia or Kesef? Which is a stronger kinyan? Bia works. Why? Because by Yibum, Kol Zeh Achnis, throw it into the Kal V'chomer, Bia works, Kesef doesn't work. So which one's stronger? Bia is a stronger kinyan, as I established by Yibum, even after Zekuk of Amedes, and therefore the Kal V'chomer should still stand. When it comes to Isha, Bia should be a stronger kinyan. That's the Kasha of Tosis, Kol Zeh Achnis. Throw it all into the Kal V'chomer.
He's just making Kal V'chomer with Zekuka.
Exactly. You could still use the Kal V'chomer with Zekuka in it. And then Tosis, this is what I told you to skip, but let's read it inside quickly. And Tosis says we have a precedent for this idea because it's in Bava Kama, correct? The Gemara says, I'm going to read again. The cause of Achis the Kal V'chomer. V'neim Ahachi. Ma'iv Amashav B'shizu Kuva Medes. Ein Niknes B'Kesef Niknes B'Bia Isha. She'ena Zekuka. V'Niknes B'Kesef. Ein Odin. She'Niknes She'Tikne B'Bia. V'Lo Yazik La Ma She'ena Zekuka. D'Chi Agav N'Tzok Lom Perek Ketz Arega. We have a precedent for this also in Maseches Bava Kama. Okay, we've seen this Kal V'chomer before. Quickly. Who learned this piece in Bava of the Tosis? Okay, let's just do it quick. So as it says in Kate's letter record, the boy lo chikah hasim de keren meshalim b'chotzer hanizak nezek shalim mikal v'chomer deshein v'regel. So we want to establish that keren. Where's my red? Shein v'regel, keren, rishus harabim, chotzer hanizak. You with me?
Yep.
Okay, Shein V'regel and Rosh Taram, is it Chayv or Potter?
Potter,
correct. Shein V'regel and Rosh Taram, Nizah, Chayv or Potter?
Chayv.
So Keren, which is what? Which is Chayv in Chatzi Nezek in Rosh HaRabim. So Koshkin should be Chayv, Nezek Shalem in Rosh HaNizah. That's your Kal V'chomer. So far, so good? Okay, so now the Gemara is going to tell us over there, wait a second. The boy lo chikah hasim. The keren mesham chatzar nizak nezek shalom mikal v'chomer deshein v'regel. Shepturim b'shus harab mechayev b'shus hanizak nezek shalom keren shechayev b'shus harabim chatzi nezek eno din shechayev b'shus hanizak nezek shalom. So that's your kal v'chomer. We just repeated the kal v'chomer. Okay, now is there a flaw in the kal v'chomer? Says the Ri. Yes, because hasam ika lemifrach. Malish Shein V'regel. Shein V'regel, is this normal?
Yes.
Does this something that the animal does normally?
Yes.
So in Lashon Bava Kama, something your animal does normally. Does it eat? Yes. Does it walk? Yes. So we call that Hezeko Matsui. This is normal activity. Hezeko Matsui. So the Gemara says, what about Karen? Does an animal normal, as a normal course,
no.
Does it gore? No. So there's a fundamental distinction between Shein V'regel, which is Hezeko Matsui, and Keren, which is Ein Hezeko Matsui. So the Gemara says the Kal V'chomer is not a good Kal V'chomer because these are two fundamentally different parshas. That's the Kasha of the Ri, is that Tom B'Keren Shein Hezeko Matsui. U'mefaresh Ri. So the Ri explains, watch this. Hasam del inyan chiyuv nezek shalom b'shus hanizak lav chumra hu lemifrach minei. Shrei eno mo elis klum b'shein v'regel chayv chatzin ez v'sharabim v'kol ze asim b'kal v'chomer. In other words, throw that into the Kal V'chomer too. Throw it into the Kal V'chomer. How do you throw it into the Kal V'chomer? Very simple. Shein v'regel, which is what? Hezeko, matsui. And even though it's very common, Are you chayiv in Rishus HaRabim?
No.
Yet you're chayiv where? In Rishus HaNizak. So Karen, which is not common, yet you're still what? Chayiv Rishus HaRabim. So certainly you should be chayiv in the Rishus HaNizak. In other words, what Tosis establishes is you could do this. Kol ze achnis. Sometimes you'll have a point of distinction in the two, in the kal and the chomer, and you could throw it all into the kal v'chomer, and the kal v'chomer will still exist. That is the basic premise. Again, I'm not interested in the Bava Kama piece. I am very interested in the Kiddushin piece. Okay, so that's just how Tosis gets to this point. So here, but at the end of the day, where we are in Tosis, does the kal v'chomer work? Yes, tell me how the kal v'chomer works. Yevam, who is what? Who is the kuk of Omedes. And even though she's kuk of Omedes, does kesef work?
No.
What does that highlight? And Bia does work, so Bia's stronger. So if kesef works by Isha, certainly it's going to work by?
Certainly Bia
should work. Bia should work, yes. That's your kal v'chomer. So at the end of the day, even after the chiluk of the kuk of Omedes, Bia is still stronger than kesef. It should work. That is the kasha tosis. Tosis gives two answers. They are very, very fundamental answers. And they're going to ask us, they're going to demand of us to spend 30 minutes learning all of Hilcha, all of Masechet Yevamos. So 30 minutes of Masechet Yevamos right now. Okay, Tosis gives two answers to this question. Answer number one is that of the Ri. Answer number two is that of Rav Elazar Mishazna. What exactly does it mean, Zekuka the Omedes? And we said Zekuka the Omedes left. So what is, could someone tell me over, when the Gemara says Zekuka the Omedes, she is Zakuk, how do you translate that word?
Connected,
bonded, the Omedes, and waiting for something. What's she waiting for? She's waiting for Bia. She's waiting for Bia. Says the Ri. Vinira le Ri. Tahachi parash. Ken zekuva medes. Le Bia. Kloma. She ikar mitzvasal ahakim achiv. Shame. Hilkach. Nakela lahaknos bebia yoter miisha. What is the lumdus of what the Ri is saying? Is Bia a stronger mechanism of Kenyan than Kesef?
No.
Not at all. Why then does Bia work and Kesef doesn't work? Because Yibum is geared to a specific mission. It's mission-centric. And what is the mission of Yibum? It's to create offspring. If it's to create offspring, then what's the best way to enter into this kinyan? Bia. And therefore, I would even argue, I'm going to take this very, very far. Is Ishus the end game of Yibum? Or is offspring the end game? Yeah, Ishus in a certain sense is a byproduct. Yeah, you got to somehow get married, but the goal here is Lahakim Shem Achiv. And Ishus is like the Mela. They're also going to be married. But Bia is, the Kinyan is Lahakim Shem Achiv geared. That's the Ri. Why does that break your Kal v'chomer?
Because Bia is not stronger.
Because this has nothing to do with Kiddushin, with Ishus. That's the Ri. Okay? Then Tosa cites the Harav Elazar Mishazna Perish, Shekane Zekuka Veomedes, not Libya. Doesn't say Libya, that's the Re, Le. Shebia Zu, Ena Osa, Ela Gomeres, Kiddushe Rishon. Umishum de Ashkan Bia Gomeres, Lo Nemar, Shetiknet Chila Kinyan.
Why didn't he quote Rashi?
Could have quoted Rashi too. You're right. Rashi's learning like Rav Elazar Mishazna. According to Rav Elazar Mishazna, what does it mean, Zekuka Va'omedes?
Like a
is she doesn't need Erusin. Erusin is fundamentally not necessary. Why? Why? Because it's already, this brother, the new brother, is in a certain sense a continuation of the prior Ishus. So what is the role of the Bia? It clinches the old Ishus. But the old Ishus is already intact and extant. And as such, does Yibum have anything to do with a Kenyan of Isha? The answer is absolutely nothing. Do you understand why, according to both these approaches, this is a mi'ikara dedina pircha? This is not, we're showing you that Yevama, for one of two reasons, is fundamentally different than Isha. Either, possibly number one, is, I'm going to say the Ri a little different now. I'm going to say it a little different. Possibly number one is Yevama a kinyan of Ishus? Is Bia a kinyan of Ishus? The answer is yes. But it's specifically Bia. Why is it specifically Bia? Because it's geared towards offspring. And that's why it's a kinyan Ishus, but it's a specific kinyan Ishus geared to offspring. That's the Ri. What is the position of Lazmi Shazna? Is it a kinyan Ishus? It's not a Kenyan, that's what I'm saying. Is it a Kenyan of Ishus? No, it's really just, it clinches. And it doesn't have anything to do with Kesef? No, it doesn't have anything to do with Kiddushin. Nothing to do with Kiddushin whatsoever, because the Kiddushin is already intact in a certain sense. And I asked you to take a look at the Ritva. What was the amazing lust of the Ritva?
He says
that she's already what? Ke'arusa. She is Ke'arusa. And what is the role of the Bia? It's Nisuin.
So, right.
So, again, so just to summarize where we're at right now, because I'm about to begin Shir. In just a minute, we'll begin Shir. So, we have this Kavachomer. The Gemara rejects the Kavachomer because of Zakuka of Medes. And now we have what I will call two camps in understanding what Zakuka of Medes is. We have on the one hand the Ri. On the other hand, everyone else, basically, Rashi, Rav Elazar Mishazna, and the Ritva. Okay, according to this second camp, what is the second camp maintaining? What's the idea of Zakuk of Omedes? According to, we're going with the Rashi, what does Zakuk of Omedes mean? It's really just it's a Nisuin. She's already an Arusa, Zakuk of Omedes to the, to what? To this Ach, because this is already something there, it's a holdover from the prior Ishus. It's already, she's already, so to speak, an Isha. And now Yibum is what I'm calling the clincher. It's a clincher. It is not what I will call bona fide Kenyan Ishus. It's not a bona fide Kenyan Ishus. Not that. According to the Ri, what's the Ri's approach? Is this a Kenyan Ishus? Yes. It's a Kenyan Ishus. But it's a very specific Kenyan Ishus of Bia because it's geared towards Lahakim Shem Achiv. Okay, now, with that in mind, Alicia.
So, according to the opinions on the left, if all it is you're continuing the relationship of the prior marriage, why do you need a clincher at all?
Why do you need a clincher at all? Why don't you ask that same question by an Ish in general? You do Kesestar Bia. With your Isha, are we done?
No,
we're not done. What do we need? We still need Nisuin. What is the role of Chuppah Nisuin? That is the clincher. Again, I would suggest, we saw this in the first Shir of the year. Do you remember how life was? Rambam Pilchos Ishos Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. How was life before Matan Torah? Exactly right. Whatever you said. Paga Isha Vashuk. A man meets a woman in a shuk, brings her home, and she's his wife. The key is brings her home. That was Nisuin. What was the chiddush of Matan Torah? Is we need to create formality, a legal relationship. What establishes the legal relationship? That's your Erisin. That's your Kiddushin, but that doesn't replace your phase two. You still need the clincher. You still need Nisuin, but that's the add-on. So that's by an Isha, and it's also by Yavama. Just by Yavama, you already have the phase one of Ke'arusa as a result of the existence of the relationship to the deceased brother. According to the Ri, no. This is a Kinyan Ishus, and Zakuka Vomedes means she's Omedes Labia, and that becomes the portal and the gateway of this particular Ishus. Okay. Yes?
Do you have to say those are two separate answers?
Yes.
There's no Inami.
I feel very... What?
There's no Inami, which usually tells us...
No, there's not an Inami, but there's two Perushim. There's a Nira Lari. And the Rabbi Lazmi Shazan Piresh. I think it's two Perushim. I believe that strongly. And if we can develop some Nafkaminas, then we'll be in good shape. Okay, Rabosai, I have to take a look at a Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Mem Daf. And the Gemara there discusses the institution of Maimon. Now, Chazal had a problem with the Din Doraisa view. Here you have this deceased brother, a Yavama, and now you want to start this new relationship, and the way to walk into this, I said new relationship. Is it a new relationship?
Well, exactly, sort of.
So on the one hand, the Torah says it's not a new relationship, so be it the way you create this relationship. However, Chazal thought we should inject process. And therefore, Midrabanan, they create an institution called Maimer. Now, Maimer is very simple. What is Maimer? It's Kiddushin. A specific Kiddushin, we want to legalize the process, formalize the process. It's Kiddushe Kesef. Kiddushe Kesef Drabanan, before you engage in Yibul. So far, so good? Okay, so everyone's got to do Maimer. What?
Money.
Maimer's
money?
Money. Yes, absolutely cash money. Okay. It's money. That's what it is. It's money. No, that's it. Okay, now Rabosai.
I know it's the same for that.
Because you say. It's Kiddushin with Kesef before Yibul. Yes.
Isn't it like Rashi said?
I don't know what Rashi said. I don't know what Rashi says, but it's Kesef. Okay, now. Rabosai. Can Maimer be done Bal Karchach? Can Maimer be done Bal Karchach? Now, at the end of Shir, I'm going to discuss what that means. But can it be done Bal Karchach, Machlokes Rebbe, and Rabban?
Isn't it a Machlokes Rebbe?
Well, that's the same thing.
Can you say an example where, okay, I give her money, and she doesn't realize what's happening. So technically, it's not that she accepts money. Technically, that's not against her will, but it's without her
knowledge. Yeah, that's the same thing. In other words, same idea. One second. Ha'osa marabi vinta shalomi daita. Rebbe omer kana, bechachamim omrim lo kana. So according to chachamim lo kana, according to Rebbe, kana. Rabosai, what is the shaila of Rebbe and Chachamim dependent on? Go ahead, what does the Gemara say?
If Yavama is...
According to Rebbe Kana, why is it Kona?
Because it's like Ishus. So,
because Rebbe says Kona Shalomi Daita Bal Karchach. Why? Because it's patterned after Yibum. What are we patterning this Dindra Banan after? According to Rebbe, it's being patterned after Yibum. Can Yibum be done Bal Karchach?
Yes.
So Maimar is a process, but it can also be done Bal Karchach. According to Chachamim, what's it patterned after? It's patterned after Kiddushin, after Ishus. Can you do Kiddushin Bal Karchach?
No.
So can you do Maimar Bal Karchach?
No.
Yes. So I would suggest that this Machlokes, Rebbe and Rabbanan, in a certain sense, is really rooted I don't mean rooted in machlokes rishonim, but rooted in two alternative visions of what's going on over here. What is going on in this process of yibum? If you assume, like Rav Elazar Mishazna, like the Ritva, like Rashi, what is yibum? Is there ishus already in place?
Yes.
There's ishus already in place. If there's ishus already in place, so what are we doing right now? We're just clinching the ishus. That's why you don't need das. It can be done bal karcha because it's just clinching the ishus. That's what yibum is, a clincher. And comes along Rebbe and says, the ishus is already in place. So yes, I want to slow it down a little bit. I want to create some process. But, do you have an ishus already? Do you have an ishus already? So therefore, do you require das over here?
No.
No, because you already have an ishus over here. The kinyan is already extant, and therefore you don't need das. What did Rabbanan say? Rabbanan says that there's no ishus here. It's geared towards lahakim shame of it, but there's no ishus. If there's no ishus, then how are you going to go ahead and yibum is how you create the ishus, b is how you create the ishus, but you need das. And therefore, maimar is going to be patterned after kiddushin, not after yibum, and you will need das to create that ishus. So I believe this machlokas Rebbe and Chacham could very well tie in to what how we understand the idea of zekuka ve'ometz. One more time. One more time. Is there an existing ishus?
Yes.
So if you assume there's an existing ishus, then yibum is just a clincher. It already, you have an ishus. So therefore, what is maimer? You already have an ishus. So maimer is part of that clinching process. You could do it without das. You could do it bal korch. If you assume there is no ishus there, and Chazal now want to create a cemented ishus, so that's going to create, that's going to demand a piece, an element of das.
So I won't erase, but I
need to do one more thing.
Right, so, when you say before the yibum process, whether there's actually issues
out. Correct, that's correct.
There is issues, you don't need data.
Correct, that's correct. Yes, Ellie.
Then, when the brother do via with the Obama, Bal Karcha, without having done Myanmar?
Minatora, yes, you don't want to know.
Right, so why would anybody want to do Myanmar Bal Karcha if you could just...
I don't know why. I'm not asking.
I'm saying it seems like you're taking a shortcut to get to a step before.
You're right. But when Chazal instituted Maimar, what was their paradigm? What were they looking at?
Paradigm of Kedushin.
What?
Kedushin.
Well, that's the question. That's the question, Rebbe and Chacham.
I mean,
yes, Kedushin or Yibum. That's the question. But they needed that interim step. Okay, let me just suggest another idea. Okay, Brabos, if you're lost, you can come back now. I'm going to kind of go a little fresh. You can come back now if you're lost. I asked you to take a look at Rambam. No, I didn't. I forgot to put the Rambam on my Makos. But there's a sugya in the Yushalmi. Fascinating little piece of Gemara. There is something called a get Yavmin. Does anyone know what a get Yavmin is?
A what?
A get Yavmin. You don't know what a get Yavmin is.
You do,
a get Yavmin is as follows.
Yavmin.
Normally, what is the way to end a Yibum? Is Chalitza. Let's say the Yavam doesn't do Chalitza. What he does is he gives her a get. He gives her a get. I didn't say it works. But that's called a get yavmin. He gives her a get instead of chalitza. The halacha is midirabanan. Does he want to get married to this girl?
No.
So midirabanan, from the point that he gives her a get, they cannot do yibum anymore. Because he's expressed his disinterest. Can she be now with anyone else? No. Why? Because what's the way to break Yibum?
Chalitza.
She still needs Chalitza. But the impact of the get Yavin is they cannot do...
They can't become married.
They can't do Yibum. They can't do Yibum. Okay, now watch this. Watch this. Can he give her a get Yavin Bal Korcha? Meaning, the impact of get Yavin is... is... Now they can't do Yibum anymore. If he gives her a get Yavin against her will, will it be effective to disallow Yibum?
Does Chalitza work Bal Korcha?
Oh, that's a good question. Very good question. So there's Yishalmi. There's Yishalmi. That cites... Wow, it's getting messy over here. Okay, can I erase yet, Yehuda? I can erase. Okay, I'm erasing this. I'm erasing this. I'm erasing this. I still want this. So there's Yishalmi that says as follows. When it comes to get Yavin, Yishalmi says, well, maybe you would think that since minor, according to Rebbe, works Bal Korcha, Shalom Idas, so get Yavin should as well. So Rebbe says, no. Get Yavin only works if it's given Midaita. Midaita. After all, it's patterned after. It's patterned after.
It's patterned after. Yes.
Chalitza. And Chalitza only works if it's given Midaita. And guess what? Rabbanan maintain that a get Yavin even works Bal Korcha because it's patterned after
Gerishin.
So now the Shitas, how did we explain Rebbe Chachamim by Maimar? That is there Ishus before. Is there Ishus what? Is there Ishus
yes.
intact or not? According, if you hold there is already Ishus intact, then it can be even done Baal Korcha. If you hold there is no Ishus intact, then you need a Maisa Ishus, which requires Das. But now, it's Kiddush Kesef. It's Kesef.
Yeah, but then once that's done, everybody agrees it's his issue now?
Yes, Midrabanan. So can you, could someone suggest why that might not be pshat in the Gemara on Mem Daled? In light of what you know now, that's not the pshat.
What's not the pshat?
What I just said is not the pshat. I should say it again. I feel like I've lost half of you. I'll say it again. I'll say it one more time.
Oh, what you said before?
What I said before is, again, for the sixth time, what I said before is, what's the machlekes Rebbe and Rabbanan? It's built on what's the lumdus of Zekuka Vomedes. If Zekuka Vomedes means she's already fundamentally an Arusa, then Maimer doesn't need Das. And it's patterned after Yavama. That's Rebbe. If you hold that, there is no Ishus, and this is an Ishus event, but a specific one of Bial Hakim Shem Achiv, then Maimar needs Das, because you need to create Ishus. That was a pshat we gave. And now I'm asking, in light of this detail, maybe there's something else going on in Rebbe and Rabbanan. Zalman. So now Rebbe's saying by get Yavin only. Only what?
Only
Midaita. Implying what?
There was no prior Ishus.
Why is that? Because what?
Because get Ishus is Bal Korcha.
Okay. Okay. So could someone suggest an alternative vision? There's a pattern here. I'm just trying to show you a pattern. That's all I'm trying to show you, is find the pattern. Yehuda Noble, do you see a pattern?
Yes. Rebbe says Yavama
Meaning what? In analyzing Maimer, which is Din Drabanan, yeah, and Chali, and Get Yavne, which is Din Drabanan, what do you do?
By both cases, you go by what it was like in the Torah.
Meaning what? You look where? Where do you look?
You look to that case.
You look to? You look internal to Yibum. You look internal to Yibum. And looking internal to Yibum, so Maimer, where are you going to look to? Yavama. And Get, where are you going to look to? Chalitza. And Rabbanan says, is that what? Is that we're not looking internal, we're looking to the broader institution called Ishus. And therefore, Maimar, what's going to be your pattern for that Din Drabanan? Kiddushin, you need Das. And on the exit, Get Yavmin, what's going to be your precedent? Kerushin, which can be even done Baal Korach.
You could say more. It doesn't need to be saying, like, what would be the reason that they look internal and look external? Because Rebbe holds a Yavama is a new din in of itself.
Yeah.
And the Rabbanan hold that it's just an offshoot of Ishus.
Okay, very good. Good. Okay, which again, will tie in.
Well, I'm saying, but that's the actual core.
But
the reason that they're looking external or internal is
the same. Yes. Enochanan. Good. Okay, Rabose, do you have a focus for 6 more minutes? I know you don't, but I'm going to do it anyway. Too bad. Okay, now, I'm doing this as a one-day kind of sideshow on Yibum. So I just want to ask one question, a very simple question. Maimer. How does Maimer work? Just tell me what happens in Maimer.
He gives her money. At first, she could marry any of the brothers as she could be.
Yeah, but okay, what happens?
Now he designates her.
He designates her, but what does he deliver to her?
Money.
He delivers money to her. Now, when you see the delivery of money to her, what word that starts with a kuf jumps off the page? A different word with a kuf. Kinyan. Kinyan jumps off the page. When you hear the word, no, there isn't. I know, but it depends on this discussion we're having, whether there's a Kenyan there. When there is the word Kenyan used, what do you always assume is associated with Kenyan?
Das.
So how can Rebbe maintain that Maimar works Baal Korach? Is there any precedent in the world of Ishus that highlights a transfer, where there a transfer. There's no transfer by Yavama. A transfer when there is no das, and how does that work? So Rabosai, I need 5 minutes. Binyamin, lock in. Binyamin, I will excoriate you. Excoriate.
What does that mean?
Limb by limb.
Yes.
Look it up. Not now. Okay. I want to learn a 5-minute ksos. It's the most famous ksos in all of Maseches Gittin and Kiddush by far.
This is what I wait for.
Okay, now just to stay with me. Ksos has the final question. Open up your ksos. I need 5 minutes of your focus. I want to give a matana to Werner. I want to give him a piece of karka. So my plan is, I'm going to take a star, put it in the chatzer of the karka that I want to give to him, and it's going to say, Hare Zu Knuya LeWerner. Does it work?
No.
Does it work? How's he been coded the star? How's he been coded the star? With the Kinyan Chatzer. But whose Chatzer is it? It's my Chatzer until he's Kona it. So can he Kona the star simultaneous with the what? With the Karka. Look inside. Os hei simen resh. V'nistapakti. B'ruven sh'nosan sh'tar matan al shimon al besa. V'nosan hashtar tok besa. V'omar lo. Hineini nosen l'cha habayis im hashtar matana shebetocho. I'm giving you the bias with the shtar matan inside. Mi neima. Do we say ki agav nachat seiro umatan osa boin ke echad? In other words, does this work? I want to give Werner the chatzer via the star which is going into the chatzer. So says Tosis, we have a precedent for this. Because if I want to give the woman, it says the souls, if I want to give a woman a get, we have a rule, or I want to give an eved a get, we have a rule, mashakana eved, kana baila, mashakana isha, kana baila. So how can I give her a get in her chatzer? Because the second I give her the get in her chatzer, mashakana isha, kana baila, mashakana eved, kana. So the Gemara has this newfangled halacha called Gito V'yado Boin Ka'achas. If she acquires the get and her yad to receive the get simultaneous. And therefore, even though Masha Kansa Isha Kana Baila, Masha Kana Eved Kana Rabo, Gito V'yado Boin Ka'achas. How does that work? No clue.
The moment that she gets the get,
she gets the yad to receive the get. It's some kind of radical halachic multiverse. Something is happening simultaneous. She gets her yad and she gets...
If you're encouraged someone to be a... Meaning at that... No,
I don't know. I don't know if I need to go there. Okay, Rabosai. So, says the Ksos, is this din of Gito V'yado Bon Kacha some kind of magical Lomdish maneuver? Is that what's happening over here? He says no. No, it's not what's happening over here. It's very simple. Does a woman have to be Kona again?
No. Ever.
Is there, does a woman, when she, in order to get a get, does she have to make a kinyan on the get?
No.
The answer is no. The answer is no. What does the Torah say about a get? V'nosan biyada. That's it. It is a mechanical activity of nesina lirshusa. That can be in her hand, that can be in her chatzer, and that's all the Gemara means by Gito V'yado Bon Kecha. Not some razzle-dazzle, fancy lumdus, which other Rishonim say, but merely that get is done via Nesina L'toch Yoga. Is that how Kenyan Star is done? When I'm giving the house, the chatzer to Werner?
No.
What does the Kenyan Star require? That requires a kinyan. Does get require a kinyan?
No.
Get requires, listen carefully, a nesina ba'alma. A maisa nesina. Why does get work bal korcha? Why? How can you give a get bal korcha? If it was a kinyan, then can you do it bal korcha?
No.
Can you give an isha a get that is written on Isurei Hana? I have an apple of Orla.
Yes.
And I write a get on the apple of Orla. Good. Is that apple worth anything?
No.
Can you do anything with the apple?
No.
Can you be Kona it?
No.
No, because it doesn't have a din of Mamo. Can you write the apple on the, can you write the get on this Isurei Hana and give it to the Isha?
Yes.
The answer is yes. Why? Because is it subject to a Nesina? Is it subject to Nesina?
Yes.
When it comes to giving the land over to Werner, so what do I need over there? He has to be Kona. Hito v'yadabon ke'achas, chatzera v'yad... No, that's, there's no such thing. It works by get, because all get requires what? Is nesina. Why am I telling you this? I'm telling this as follows. Because how does Rebbe maintain that Maimar works Bal Korch? Doesn't she have to make a kinyan? The answer is no. The answer is no. The answer is all she has to do is receive it. And that, says Rebbe, can even be done Bal Korchach, which means Maimer is just a process to slow it down a little bit. Don't jump into Bia. Think about it a moment, a little bit, and that's what seems to be happening in the Halach of Maimer. Okay, that was a one-day little excursion into Inyane Yibum, Maimer, Chalitza, Get Yavmin, and Aksos along the way. We'll stop here. Have an excellent afternoon. Brand new sugya tomorrow. We move into Shtar tomorrow.
Where is what? Is this Pshat? Was Rebbe the first Pshat of the